Hi, everyone. Well, I'm back. Sorry it's taken me such a long time to get back to you all, but I am back with an all-new story. Hope you guys have all been well and haven't gotten too bored without any new stories to listen to. Anyway, this story is for Maria, who has written to me a bit, and I want to share one little interesting thing about this story. You see, she told me that she really wants a story, but because she has a boyfriend, she's not going to touch herself when she listens to it. Now, I'm not one to judge. I just think everyone should enjoy my stories in their own way. But I do tend to like a challenge. So I have set myself this challenge. I don't even know if it's realistic or if it makes any sense, but I'm going to try and make it so hot that she won't be able to help herself. So, Maria, I hope you like this, and I hope it's what you want. Well, I arrive at the airport from my international flight a little early, I must admit. I've flown a lot, and very rarely have I ever gotten anywhere early, but I am. And as I walk out through the main terminal, I look around and take in the first sights and sounds of South America. I've never been here before, but from what I can see, it's a beautiful country, and I've always wanted to come here. But this certainly isn't just a sightseeing trip, no. I'm going to meet you here. We've been friends for many years now, and we've shared many adventures, and we both tend to have a love of adventure and the outdoors and adrenaline and that kind of thing. So, when I saw there was a four-wheel drive adventure race being held down near the Amazon, I decided that you and I should enter as a team. It's fairly simple. There is a start and a finish line. The vehicles are unrestricted. You can take any route you want to the finish line, and have up to four people in your crew. But we've decided just the two of us. We can take less luggage that way, and we think we can probably give ourselves a slight advantage like that. So, I take a cab to the local hotel where all the competitors have been instructed to meet. And there's a few hours until your flight arrives. I've been away on business, so I haven't seen you for a while. And as such, I am very much looking forward to seeing you again. Despite the fact that we've been friends for years, I still find that whenever I'm apart from you for a long period of time, I miss you incredibly. You're just one of those people that once my life becomes kind of connected to yours, it's impossible to happen any other way. I make my way down to the shed where I had our four-wheel drive shipped ahead of time, rigged out with all the gear we're going to be needing. It's a Land Rover 110 Defender, in my opinion, one of the toughest vehicles ever made. But I've gone a bit overboard and added a bunch of high-powered lights and snorkel, and we've got special tires and all kinds of winching equipment on the front of it, and we've got mud treads and sand ladders and all kinds of bits and pieces to get us out of what will most likely be a lot of sticky situations. Now, I know in most great partnerships in history, there's always been one mad, impetuous one, and the other one's always been the voice of reason, if you will. But I think possibly the reason you and I have had so many fantastic adventures is we neither of us are the voice of reason. So when somebody should be there telling us to slow down, we tend to rush in anyway. I decide the four drive is all in order and ready for the off in the morning. So I head off to the hotel, because by now you should be arriving there. As I reach your room, after finding out from reception where it will be, I discover the door's open and your bags are already inside. And as I walk in, I see you come around from behind the corner, and as soon as your eyes catch mine, we both break out into a huge smile, give each other a huge big hug, and start catching up over what we've missed being apart for the last 3 or 4 weeks. The rest of the evening is kind of uneventful. We mingle with some of the other drivers and talk about the course and the various routes we're planning to take. We walk around with some of the other competitors and check out some of the other vehicles before we have a nice local meal at a little local restaurant there and head to our respective rooms to get a good night's sleep, for what will be a very long day in the morning. Bright and early, we're up, ready. Our four-wheel drive is in perfect working order, and we have it out on the start line. Because of a race of this nature, it isn't too important who starts in what position on the grid, so we end up somewhere in the middle. There's a short driver briefing first, where we're instructed about safety procedures and what to do if we should have any sort of life-threatening situation arise. And once we are all set to go, we hop in. After a friendly game of rock, scissors, paper, it's decided that I will be driving the first stint and you're going to navigate. So we climb in. As I glance across at you in the passenger seat there, I smile to myself, thinking that despite the fact that we've never had any romantic involvement, we've kind of had a string of boyfriends and girlfriends each that have never really gone anywhere, and we've always been there to pick up the pieces and put each other back together. But looking at you now, I'm still stunned how that in your camouflage cargo pants and boots and t-shirt and sunglasses, you can look so stunning. Hell, I'm sure later on in the race, once we've been in this for a few days and we're covered in grime and sleep deprived and tired, you'll still look incredible. And you can always bring a smile to my face. Not something that everyone can do, that's for sure. I am brought back to reality with a sudden crash from the starter's gun and the roar of V8s and V10s all around us thundering into life. So I drop the clutch and kick up some dust and we're off. Well, of course, the first few miles of the journey are on relatively main roads until we get out into the jungle itself. We've decided that our route will be somewhat more direct than some of the other competitors. We're hoping that traveling light and going fast we will be able to get an edge over those, although the downfall to this route is it is a lot harder. It's through a lot more remote terrain, through a lot more rivers and denser jungle, and generally more unpleasant places to be. But, like I said before, neither of us are the voice of reason in these situations, so we're going to plunge right in and see what happens. Too far down the road, we reach a small fork in the road where you instruct me to take a left, and the road pretty soon becomes much thinner. The jungle is closing in around us. It's semi dark in here, despite the fact that it's still very early morning. So I put on our big powerful spotlights and admire just how bright they are. I probably went a bit far with this, but that is my nature. Now that we're clear of the other cars and on our own, I take a little bit more risks with the driving and start to let the back end slide out a bit. It's still in two-wheel drive mode, so we can get some nice slide around the corners and start to get some nice dusty rooster tails coming off the back wheels. It doesn't take long, though, before the road gets to a point where we certainly can't be driving like that anymore. It's starting to get rough, and we come to our first creek crossing. It's nothing too major. And we charge on through, spraying water up all over the vehicle. But the maps, I'm beginning to think, weren't, or at least the ones I got from the local guides, weren't the most accurate ones in the world, because that river was small, but the one that soon looms up on the horizon isn't, and that wasn't on the map either. Deciding that there's no real point in going back, we'd certainly be out of the race if we did, we're just going to have to go through. Doesn't look that deep, so I lock in the hubs, put it into four-wheel drive, and we forward right in. Well, the river isn't too bad, and we get through most of the water, but there is a fairly large mud flat on the other side, and that has slowed us down to a crawl. I'm just trying to ease us along, hoping not to get stuck, when I feel the mud just give way under the front wheels, and we sink right down to the floorboards. Oh boy, this isn't good. The water and mud starting to seep in the doors, so I leave them shut and wind down the window and climb out and step out onto the mud to see how soft it is and sink down to my knees. you're laughing at me as I sludge and wade around to your side. So I hold out my hand to give you a hand as you're climbing out, and just at the crucial moment, I pull away and let you go falling into the mud. That's for laughing at me. See, that's the great thing about you. I would feel incredibly bad about doing that to anybody else, but having known you, best part of my life, I'd seem to be able to get away with it. Well, you get up, looking muddy and somewhat mad in a cute kind of a way, and you dive at me. We go crashing into the mud together. Now we are both totally soaked and covered in mud. We pick each other up and burst out laughing, looking at each other, looking like we've crawled out of some primordial soup or something. So deciding that it's probably best we put our mud fight aside and get ourselves unstuck, we unwind the winch and set about trying to winch ourselves out of trouble. Problem is, all the trees growing in the mud and the swamp near us are not big enough and not strong enough to pull us out. So we're going to have to put some kind of an anchor in and gently sort of winch ourselves out, little bit by little bit. Well, this is going to take a long time. That's all right. We've got plenty of daylight. It's good fun. good company, so why not? Well, we set to work, and little bit by little bit, slowly, we do eventually manage to get our four-wheel drive quite a bit closer to the far bank where I can tell there's solid ground. But the sun is very high in the sky now, so we decide we need some lunch. So taking some food, we go and sit down in the shade. The mud on our upper bodies anyway has started to try and crack, and our faces, it's mostly fallen off. So we wash ourselves a bit in some of the clearer, deeper water and sit down and eat lunch. While we're eating, we're laughing and talking about how we always end up in situations like this, but knowing that we always seem to get ourselves out, we're not too bothered. Well, we continue working on into the hours of the afternoon. We finally do manage to get ourselves out, but the sun has disappeared behind some of the mountains in the distance, and the shadows are very long. Now, we've got plenty of light, and we can certainly drive into the night, but we are both very exhausted, and we decide that we'd probably end up getting ourselves into a worse pickle if we did, so we park the four-wheel drive off the track a little bit, and decide we'll camp here for the night. Despite the mud, there is plenty of water in the deeper part of the river where we can wash ourselves. So we get out some of our gear and decide to head back to the river and take a makeshift bath. I strip off my shirt and take off my mud-soaked cargo pants and wade out into the water. We've both seen each other in our underwear numerous times, so this is nothing new. Inevitably, we start to splash and laugh and chase each other through the water, sticking to the relatively shallow sections, knowing that there are a lot of unpleasant creatures that can lurk in these kind of rivers, so we need to be a bit mindful of that. As I'm running after you with a ball of mud in my hand, threatening to splash you with it after you've got nice and clean, I finally catch up to you, and instead of hitting you with the mud, I just dive at you and we crash and splash into the water together. I'm sort of ended up lying on top of you, and I lift up so my weight is not on you anymore, and as you roll over, I discover that I'm lying on top of you in just my underwear, and you in yours, and for that moment we just catch each other's eye, and I feel my heart skip a beat. And all the times I've been with you and in many adventures and different situations, we've never found ourselves in a situation like this. And for once, my quick-wittedness and flippant tongue fails me, and I don't know what to do or say. And I guess I stare at you, because I see you start to smile and blush a little bit. And at this point, your hands are kind of on my back, and I shake myself out of my reverie, and your fingers gently slip off my shoulders and back, probably a bit more slowly and delicately than they needed to. And I stand up and offer you my hand and pull you up, and we both kind of a little bit bemused by what just happened. Walk out of the water and head back to our campsite. The weather is incredibly hot and humid, so we towel ourselves dry, but just stay in our underwear as I start to clear a section for our tents and making a little campfire. As I'm breaking up some twigs and laying out the fire, you come and kneel down beside me, and I glance at you and once more catch your eye, and I swear there's something different there. I've seen this look in girls' eyes before, but never in yours. Never while you were looking at me. And it just does things to me inside that I can't describe. And I admit that I've often wondered what it would be like to be like this with you, to be more than friends, but I've always been afraid to destroy this amazing friendship we've got, so I've never done anything about it. And I always assumed as well that you just weren't interested in me. As you hold my gaze, I forget what I was doing. And you whisper softly, "Do you feel it?" I just smile and nod, just whisper, "Yeah." Our faces are really close together by now. And I want more than anything in the world to kiss you. It all happened so fast. I normally think of myself as a rational, logical kind of a person, but this all just feels so right, so amazing. I'm just gonna leave a logical thought out of this and go with my heart. And deciding that, I move my lips closer to you. We're now, our lips are almost touching. And then I kiss you. And you kiss me at the same time. It's a soft, gentle, sweet kiss. Our lips just barely touching. But it sends a tingle through my whole body. Oh, this is a feeling I've never experienced before. We break the kiss. And then, once more, we press our lips together. This is... I could do this for hours. The feeling of your lips on mine is kind of making me a little bit lightheaded. I gently kiss my way to the side of your mouth and then back across your lips to the other side, slowly pressing my lips more firmly into yours. We both lean back a little bit and look at each other, and we both burst out into a huge smile. And you start to blush and kind of hide your face. I pull you to me and give you a hug. And we kind of collapse onto the ground as I pull you into my arms. You pull away from me and then look back into my eyes. My arms are still kind of around you. And you whisper, "I've always wondered what that would feel like." Oh, wow. It wasn't just me. I pull you close again. And once more, I press my lips to yours. Oh. This time, more passionately, firmer. And my tongue gently caresses your lower lip. You press it more firmly into my lips. As I pull you closer, your whole body is pressed against mine. I bring my hand up and gently brush your cheek with my fingers. Kissing the side of your mouth, I work my way right up to your cheek. And I can feel your hot breath on my ear and your gentle sighs. I kiss down your jawline and then down to the nape of your neck. I'm suddenly aware of how warm and soft your body is. Because we're still both in our underwear, I can feel so much of your body pressed against mine. Now you start to get more passionate. You start to kiss along my jawline and back up to my lips. When your lips meet mine, I gently open my mouth. We press our lips together. Our tongues massaging each other's lips and each other's tongue. I can feel your nipples getting hard and your bra and pressing into my chest. So I reach up and unclip your bra as I keep kissing you. You reach between us and gently wiggle it out from between us. I catch my breath as I feel your breasts press into my chest. It's so warm and soft. Nipples are so pert and hard and I know you must be able to feel how hard my cock is inside my boxers. It's a little embarrassing, but you don't seem to mind. you over onto your back. So I'm lying on top of you now. Take your breast in my hands and start the suck on. First one, then the other one. Massaging them with my tongue and my fingers. Squeezing the nipples. Feeling how hard they get in my mouth. Oh. Kissing my way down. Your beautiful, flat, sexy little tummy. Letting my hands run up and down your thighs. I slip my fingers into your panties from the bottom up and gently start to work them down. Amazing. Because we're kind of on the hard ground, I realize that this probably isn't the most comfortable thing in the world, so I stand up and pull you up into my arms. Kissing you once more, grabbing your butt with my hand, and I bring you over to the car, or I pick you up and sit you on the bonnet, moving between your legs, spreading them wide apart. I squeeze my face down between your thighs. And let my tongue work up and down your pussy. Oh, your thighs clamp down on each side of my head. Oh, holding me there. Holding me tight in your pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh. You start to twitch and convulse. Oh, I don't want to get you off just yet. I want to prolong it a bit more. I want us to come together. I kiss your tummy some more. And stand up and pull your mouth down to mine, kissing you, telling you, oh, I want to feel your lips on my cock. Oh, I want to feel that so much. Oh, you get this delightful, naughty gleam in your eye. And you slip off the bottom of the car, and you press me bent over the car, so my arms and my head are resting on the bonnet, my legs are on the ground, and you crawl underneath me, so you're kneeling underneath me, your face fingers wrap around it, and your lips touch the end. Oh, yeah. Your tongue comes out and just flicks over the head of my cock. Oh. Scraping the pre-cum off and into your mouth. And I feel your mouth slide over the head of my cock. Oh, your mouth feels so good. Oh, your mouth feels incredible. That's it. Oh, darling. You work your way up and down. Up and down. Backwards and forwards. Taking me deep into your mouth. Your hands grabbing my butt. Squeezing it, pulling me deep into your mouth. Oh God. Oh, I'm close. Oh, I'm close, baby, I'm close. Oh. Take my cock out of your mouth in a slight sucking noise. I want to be inside you. I take your hand and I lift myself up off the bonnet and lead you down back to the riverbank. Oh, it's a bit muddy, but it's soft, wet, cool mud, and we're hot and sweaty. I pull you down and we collapse and roll over a couple of times, kissing before I roll you over. Pull myself up behind you. Oh. I reach down and squeeze your little ass. I can't help it. God, I love your ass. And then I lift up your leg. With one arm, I lift up your leg and pull it up towards your chest. I bring myself down so both my legs are between yours. And I'm just kind of curled around you. My legs in between yours. The head of my cock. Pressed against... pressed against the lips of your pussy. Oh, can't hold back anymore. Oh, I thrust myself into you. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're tight. Oh, baby. Oh, you're tight, but you're so wet. Oh, I can feel your pussy lips pressed against my crotch and my... balls pressed against your pussy. I take a minute just to relax and get used to the feeling of being inside you and let you come accustomed to feeling me inside you. You start to rock back and forward. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Baby, that's it. Working my way in and out. In and out. Your hand reaches over me, grabbing my ass and pulling me close to you. Oh. hands, reaches around and starts to massage your clit, bringing you closer and closer. The other hand works its way down between us, and using your juices, gently starts to probe your asshole. Oh, this brings a new groan from you, and you reach over, start to finger mine. Oh, oh God. Oh, oh baby. Oh, oh, we're so close. Oh. Oh, I want to make this last as long as possible. But I feel you start to come. Oh, God. Oh. I'm gonna come, baby. I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, ass is clenching on your finger. Yeah, ass is clenching on my pussy, squeezing my cock. I hold myself deep inside you. Oh, we both come down from our orgasms. Oh, baby. Oh, wow. Slowly I take my cock out of your pussy, and we take our fingers out of each other's butts, and I roll you over so I can look into your eyes, and we're covered in mud and sweat and each other's juices, and we softly giggle and smile and sigh and kiss each other, and when we get our energy back enough so we can walk, we our way through the mud back out to where the water is so we can wash each other off and go and finish making camp. And as night falls and we cuddle up around the campfire, how we take turns between talking about just everything, why we've never done this before, how much we've thought of each other like this, how wonderful it is, the amazing time we're going to have with each other. And just kissing softly, just lying there, leaving our lips pressed together. I just find myself thinking how much fun we're going to have together on this race, because now we're our only best friends. We're lovers. And that's the best combination, because we get the best of both worlds. I can't wait to see what the rest of our lives bring for us. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. Maria. Hope that was good for you. You have to let me know what you thought. And everyone else, you have to tell me if you thought it was hot enough to touch yourself too. Well, thanks everyone for listening. And I'll try not to leave it so long until I record another story. Anyway, until next time, I'll talk to you. I'll see you then. Sorry, my mind's still a bit scrambled. Like, nearly fell off my seat there for a bit. Okay. See you all later. Bye.